one vegetable, one community is pairing communities with vegetables all across northern Minnesota. And joining us this morning to reveal the 2017 Star Veggie for Beltrami County and tell us more about this project are Deb Dilley, Beltrami County Extension Educator, and Master Gardener Becky Livermore. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
And Deb Dilley, what is One Vegetable, One Community?
Well, One Vegetable, One Community is a campaign that we have going on throughout Beltrami County. We are hoping that we can get the conversation going about our food this year in regards to a particular vegetable. And we're hoping that this is a sustainable project that continues year after year. We'll have a new veggie every year. We'll have a contest, I think, amongst the communities to decide what that vegetable is going to be each year. But because we are starting this campaign this year, we have a very large team of people from across Kellyer, Black Duck, and Bemidji that have come together, and we put together what we thought would be the ideal vegetable for this year.
And drum roll.
Da 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 da.
Da, da.
That would work. That would work, wouldn't it? All right. Well, I'm going to let Becky Livermore tell us what this vegetable is.
Me, I get the honor.
Yes.
I love it. That's perfect.
And the vegetable is?
The vegetable is fresh beans.
How exciting is that?
Well, you know, it is. It is from a gardening standpoint. And I think that the choice that was made is a very good one from a gardener's standpoint, certainly, and also from a nutrition standpoint. The reason I say that from a gardener's standpoint that it was a good choice is that beans are easy to grow. And I think that's having success in the garden is tantamount to this whole program. Well, and certainly to gardening in general. If you don't have some success, you're not going to continue.
But success breeds more success.
That's right.
All
it
right.
does.
We'll start with beans.
And it,
that's right.
And it makes you feel good, yes. There are several kinds of beans that we can be growing this year as part of this project. We can be growing bush beans. We can grow pole beans. We can grow the decorative type of bean that will go on a trellis, for example, that will attract hummingbirds and butterflies. But by and large, we want people to be growing beans.
Scarlet runners.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, we have those seeds. Yes.
We want people to grow beans because they are, as we say, easy to grow, but they are delicious. And if you haven't tried fresh green beans, if only you have opened a can and eaten beans, you are in for a wonderful treat. We wait for fresh beans every summer because I always, always plant beans.
Right. And so, I think like Becky said too, if you're a beginning gardener, beans and you don't have a garden spot, beans can be grown in a pot on your front doorstep. They can be grown on your porch. You know, they don't need, those bush beans don't need a lot of space, and they harvest a lot.
In fact, I highly encourage people. Now, the bean that Deb is going to be, and the program will be giving out to people, is a bush bean. But if you are growing your own beans and you have some pole beans, I highly suggest people try pole beans if they haven't before, because they really they produce a lot, and they are easy for us older folks to pick because you don't have to be bending over all the time.
Well, you know, it sounds like beans are not that hard, that you don't have to have the greenest of thumbs to grow green beans. So what kind of beans are, how does this work? How do the beans come out?
We are packaging up these little bean kits. So we've already had a couple of distribution sites or events where we have actually passed them out. And like we said, this is throughout Beltrami County. So we have Kellyer, Black Duck, and Bemidji residents coming together to pass out these bean kits. But in these little bean kits, what you will receive is there will be a packet of beans that we will be packaged up. We have purple, yellow, green beans, bush beans. We have a couple different types, jade and contenders. And we do have some pole beans this year, too, that we'll be packaging up, too, some Kentucky blue pole beans. But getting back to the packets will have a little packet of seeds. You'll have a little planter label that'll go in there. We have our brochure that will be included in that packet. And in the brochure, the Master Gardeners have put together a section on how to grow beans, so you can follow those directions. We have the nutrition of beans also included in this brochure. The different sites where we will be distributing them that is in here, and a little more information about what One Vegetable, One Community actually is. So, and then there's recipes, too. There's three different bean recipes on what you can do with your beans. Some pretty easy, healthful types of recipes. And these bean kits are going to be distributed around these three communities. So some of the distribution sites, and we're still working on some of the distribution sites. This is a fairly new campaign. We've been at it for about a month and a half or so now. But these are the places we know of right now. The Bemidji Community Food Shelf will have bean kits. The Beltrami County WIC office will have bean kits. The Bemidji Public Library will have bean kits. The BSU Sustainability Office, Harmony Co-op, Bemidji City Hall in their entryway will have the bean kits, the Extension Office out at the fairgrounds, the BICAP office is going to have bean kits, Black Duck City Hall, if you're up in that area, or the Black Duck Resource Center. In Kellyer, we've got the Kellyer Resource Center and Kellyer City Hall. And those are the places so far that we'll be distributing those kits.
Make sure you tell everybody, Deb, that these kits are free.
They are free.
And we encourage people to get them. Don't be shy.
Right.
It's a little early to plant beans right now,
oh,
right?
Oh, goodness, I mean, yes. Well, yeah, unfortunately, it is. And this is one of the main things that, as a gardener, I want to remind everybody. And that, looking at the instructions that are included, the first line says, beans should be planted once the soil has warmed. The important word in that sentence is warmed, and we do not have warm soil yet. In fact, the air isn't even really warm. And just because you go out someday and it's 60 degrees outside, and I was listening to your forecast here just a few minutes ago, does not mean that the soil is warm. The soil is much slower to warm up. So don't put those beans in the ground until that soil has warmed. As a gauge, I would say that the time to plant beans in the ground is when you set your tomato plants outside, because they both need warm soil.
So that would be maybe the Memorial Day or later.
Well, of course, it all hinges on the weather, and we know that. We never know what that's going to be. But generally, yes. In a so-called normal year, and what's normal, we often wait. I garden like my mother used to. I am my mother's daughter, and my mother didn't garden, and she was from the northern part of the state. She did not start gardening until Memorial Weekend because we never knew what to expect. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, we never do know what to expect because it can surprise us, which is one of the reasons we love living up here, right?
Isn't that
it true? It is not boring.
Well, now how would you plant beans in a pot?
Well, primarily the same way you'd plant them in the ground. It's just that you have to provide the soil, you know, in your pot. And you'd want a pretty good-sized pot. You don't want one that only has a couple inches for those roots to grow. You'd need a little deeper pot.
Okay.
Because when you're pulling those plants out in the fall, you see that a bean can have a pretty good root system. It's a fibrous root system, but it's pretty large. So you need to give it a little bit of space. And again, the instructions are on your or the brochure, so they
part of
they
the
will
kit.
Yes, they'll tell you how far apart to plant the seeds and how much soil you should use to cover them. And I want to tell you about an experience I had here a few years ago. I was a little careless, I guess you could say, and I was in a hurry. I know that nobody else is ever in a hurry about gardening. Do you think they are? Anyway, I was out there planting, and I did not get my beans covered well enough. And guess who came in and helped themselves?
Squirrels?
Actually, it turned out to be the crows.
Crows.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So I looked out on my raised beds, and here the crows were hopping around. And I thought, what are they doing out there?
Oh, no. Having dinner.
Having a good dinner. So make sure that you cover them with enough soil and that you tap them down a bit. Now, that doesn't mean you walk in there. That doesn't mean you get your foot on them, but it does mean that those seeds need to have some good contact with the soil.
A little blanket on them.
Yes.
And well, a little bit of water.
That's right. Hey, a lot of water.
A lot of
we
water.
Need
yeah,
some
water.
Rain. Anybody who's listening?
Well, Deb, how do you pack? I mean, how many packages of seeds are you distributing?
Actually, about 3,000 plus.
So. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
So
you're making all these kits.
We're making all these kits. So this 3,000, though, is throughout the county. So this includes Kellyer, Black Duck, and Bemidji, right? So we have, you know, groups of people in each of the communities. The Black Duck Gardeners Club has been involved and will be packaging all of the kits up for Black Duck. I was up in Kellyer last night because they had their health fair yesterday. It was their Get Going, Get Growing health fair, and they featured the One Vegetable, One Community. We had one of the master gardeners, Onan, who came up and did a presentation on growing beans during their chili dinner last night. And then we distributed about 100 packets of seeds up there last night. And then they, too, will be packaging up their own seeds up there. And in Beltrami County, we have a few different packaging groups of people that are getting together and doing this. Harmony is going to have a packaging day. There's a group of Bemidji High School students getting together, I think, on Friday for 4 hours packaging these up.
Whoa!
Yes. The Boys and Girls Club is going to have a packaging day on Friday. And so that part, too, is we're still, you know, putting that together as far as who's going to package where, when. And so we're hoping by the end of the month we roll these seed kits out throughout the community. So when May starts, people can go and pick these packets up.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like almost anybody who wants one can get one.
Yes.
Is that many out there?
Yes.
How many seeds per packet?
There's 25 seeds in a packet.
And there's 3,000 packets?
Yes.
That's 75,000 seeds?
We have 80 pounds of seeds.
And if you had 75,000 seeds and each plant gives off what? A good bean plant would give off 30 beans in a season?
I was going to say probably a dozen and a half to two dozen, probably, at a guess. That's a lot of beans.
A
the
gazintas
go way higher than my head is going to work this morning.
Hey, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Yes. That's exciting.
And yes.
Yeah, so what do you hope will happen once you unleash all these beans into the community?
Well, it's like...
Wait.
What is that?
Lots of fiber.
What is that story about Jack and the beanstalk? Isn't that beanstalk kind of take over the...
Right. Well, we're hoping, you know, that this... Like we are having here, a conversation about our food, right? We want to inspire this in all of the communities and getting communities to talk about, you know, growing food, hopefully inspiring some first-time gardeners besides people who are, you know, well-versed in their gardening. But we want to increase access to fresh, healthy food for everyone in our community.
This is a great way to do it, we
think.
Yeah,
we thought this would be a good start.
And in fact, if you are not interested and don't happen to pick up a packet, you can still be part of the program by planting your own beans.
That's
and
right.
Saying, hey, you know, I'm with it.
That's right. There's many varieties of beans, you know, that we are not even distributing. So,
and one
out
thing
there.
Deb and I have talked a little bit about too is that we'd like to have some fun competition during the growing season. For example, Deb, you were saying once, let's do maybe a big jar of beans and have a contest. Like, how many beans are in this? Guess the number of beans and then have a prize for the eventual winner. Or,
right.
Or maybe even a photography contest of, you know, what kind of pictures can you take of your beans that are pretty interesting.
Right.
So I have several colors I'm going to plant this summer. I'm going to do the green, the yellow, and the burgundy ones, just because they're beautiful.
Mm.
Unfortunately. The burgundy ones turn green when you cook them.
But you can eat them raw.
You can eat them raw. Yep. They're so beautiful when you wash them right after you've harvested them and you have all the colors together in a bowl.
And you can see them easier when you're picking, too. You don't
that
miss them. The
so
green ones I
right.
often will miss if I'm not really looking carefully enough. But the yellow and the purple ones, there they are.
That's
just like
right.
stars in the garden.
That's right. That's right.
Well, it sounds like a great plan. And I also heard you're working in the schools somewhat with kids and
That's right.
growing beans. And
That's right. In fact, all three school districts, Bemidji, Black Duck, and Kellyer, all have teachers where we are providing sacks of beans for the students to grow. And I think in Bemidji alone, we have 46 teachers that have come forward and said, I would like to do this in my classroom. And so Black Duck and Kellyer both have, you know, the schools are smaller, but they have their elementary students that are going to be planting these seeds. And then the kids will go home with a flyer letting the parents know where they can pick up the bean kits and a little bit of information about One Vegetable, One Community and why we're doing this. And community gardens will be, you know, distributing them to people who have community gardens. All the school gardens will be having, be growing the beans also. And they'll be featuring, you know, different bean dishes in the school once we get back, you know, in the fall when kids go back to school. We were hoping restaurants will even kind of get on board with this.
I was going to ask you about
beans.
That.
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Lots of possibilities.
Lots of possibilities.
Yep. Yep.
That's Debbie Dilley from Beltrami County Extension and Master Gardener Becky Livermore. And you can find more information about One Vegetable, One Community later today at KAXC.org. And I also want to let you know that Itasca County is also uniting around the bean, although not necessarily the green bean. It may be the other kind
All
of beans.
All kinds of beans.
That's
All
right.
kinds of beans. And so we will be sharing information about One Vegetable, One Community for Itasca County as well on our website today at KAXC.org.